So we're at Glastonbury Festival and it's Monday morning. It's been an exhausting festival. And I'm with Flick Fernando.
Ferdinando.
Would you like to spell that?
F-E-R-D-I-N-A-N-D-O.
And Flick was with us in 1992 or one. 92, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Anyway, 93. Dodo Island.
What show? No, not
were you
Dodo
in?
Island.
Defective. So, how did you get involved with No Fit State, Flick?
I'm not quite sure. Oh, I did know actually. I was working with Full Time, and I did my final show with Full Time. And No Fit State said, "Oh, she's quite good. We'll get her on board." And then I was living in Bristol, and I hung around living with Lucy Gorbans, and she was doing...
She helped us with that show, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah, massively. She did all the devising for that show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's kind of how... I didn't
know you were living with Lucy.
Yeah.
So, you joined us for... Gregoire was also in that show, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
And what can you remember about it?
What I remember about it was that it was just a sort of massive awakening of my life to go and be with a circus company and to put up the tent, which was fucking painstaking.
Hard work, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was hard work, and I did a lot of sledging. And
actually, the new girl.
Yeah, probably. And I was pretty fit. yeah, this time at Glastonbury, I was, you know, sort of said, "Can we? Do you want to put a little kind of peg in?" I was like, "Yeah." I said, "Look, I've done this before."
I
swung a fucking sledgehammer. So, no, it was a brilliant experience.
And what were you in the show?
In the show, I was Water's daughter. And it was an environmental show, and it was really lovely. And I was Water's daughter.
What are you lot over there? Just keep it down a bit. I'm doing a very important interview.
I did swing trapeze on the trapeze, double trapeze. Chinese pole, acrobatics.
Multi-talented even back then.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you remember any... What was a good day with No Fit State? What did a good day look like?
Oh. A good day looked like... good day looked like... really fabulous family. We go to other festivals and stuff and hang out with other people and do some funny stuff. And I clearly remember doing an Olympic, No Fit State Olympics.
Yeah, that was good fun, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Welly wanging and...
Yeah. And so we did all these stupid competitions. It was fucking brilliant.
And what about bad day? What did that look like?
Bad day looked like the people that... all the kind of directors of the company arguing. And it was quite hard to be around there. But the way it was set up was very good. It's not really a bad day. In hindsight, as an adult now, you know, when I was with it, I was like, what, 22?
Yeah.
Now I'm 47. And when I look back at that, I just think it's a fucking brilliant moment in my life that allowed me to understand being in a community and understand how to be really fucking practical and chuck
alone.
Stakes in the ground and just very important.
Hang on a second,
very important.
Stop. We have to go a bit further away from this gravel, I think. Oh, I've just got peewees singing all the way through it. Sorry, not that far. Right, we're away from the rabble now.
Yeah.
Still recording, yeah. And you, and Flit, you've done amazing things since then. What have you been involved with since?
I built my own company and created my own kind of like a circus company that was Arts Council funded, which is fantastic. That I worked with John Paul Zuccherini.
And that was Company FZ, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was Company FZ. And that was really fucking good. But we had to close it because we were doing different things. And in the last 4 years, I've come right back round to the beginning. And that's very difficult.
Back
that's
round
hard.
To the beginning in what, the style of work or the...
No, just in terms of...
Having to start again?
Yeah, in terms of being freelance. And that's very, very tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get enough work, especially yeah. in austerity.
Yeah.
Which is how kind of we started in the first
yeah.
place, wasn't
yeah, exactly.
it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, yeah, yeah. Completely,
you know, Thatcher's
completely.
Britain and no yeah. work. And we.
And I grew up in Thatcher's Britain. Yeah. I grew up in Salisbury, which was near Stonehenge. And it was like, fucking hell. You know, I went through that whole thing of all the travellers coming in. You know, I went out with a boy, this punk boy, and Thatcher came to Salisbury and he threw an egg at her. And the Labour Party bailed him out.
Bailed him out of prison. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, I think that was partly... I mean, I don't think we necessarily considered ourselves as artists.
No.
When we were first doing the work. We were just, like, trying to do something
yeah,
that
yeah.
meant we could travel around in our trucks
yeah.
and be in parks and
yeah.
do it without having the police on your back.
Yeah, and just cared about doing something and being an artist, which I think, for me, is still really important. And I kind of, you know, I constantly toy with, you know, trying to get an agent, you know, and get onto TV and all that shit. But actually, I constantly come back to the place where I want to be, which is just to make work, make really good work. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
That is what I want to do.
Well, that's what you do, Flick. That's...
Yeah. That's basically...
Can you remember where we went that year?
Yeah. We, well, for me, my bank account, it was the first time I had a bank account, so I opened my bank account in fucking Wales, in Cardiff, and so for the whole of my life, I found my bank account in Cardiff.
Still?
Yeah.
Do you remember how much we got paid?
I got paid £150 a week.
Yeah, I think that was the same as what we
yeah.
got paid. I was just
and
trying
we went,
to work
we went,
out
and
when
no,
the wages
but we
went up.
We went to Nottingham. One of my most amazing memories of those gigs was we went to Nottingham and I was still trying to paint my truck. Could you just paint your fucking truck? But in the tent, in our tent, before we did our show, there was
Joe Brand. Lee. Oh, the famous, really famous.
Yeah, really famous, fucking brilliant
Marriage.
Physical comedian.
Lee, what's his name? What's
Dave, what's the really fantastic physical comedian?
Lee. He's
got
in films. He does films.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we all know that we got older and we can't remember anyone's name.
Great.
But he was there, Joe Brand, and there was just like this sort of massive headline. And it was fucking brilliant.
Lee Evans! That's it.
Lee Evans came out and did all this amazing physical stuff. It was fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I loved that. And that for me stayed with me for a very long time. I remember that as
those three comedians were on their way up at that point, weren't they? And they became really, really famous.
But it was kind of like doing that gig. It's like, okay, I hung around with them a little bit, and that's kind of good.
Yeah, he was very inspirational, wasn't he, Lee Evans?
Yeah,
for the physical comedy, which you now do so well yourself.
Well.
So we went to Nottingham.
Yeah, we did Nottingham, and then we did that. We did the Welsh. We went into the kind of mining.
Oh my God! That was the time we went to the valleys.
Yeah, the valleys. The valleys. Yeah,
and we did three gigs in October. Yeah. In valleys live, and it was terrible weather.
Terrible weather. We did the valleys, and we did like sort of trapeze things, and then these kids kind of going, oh, "I'd love to do that for the rest of my life." You can do it. And they're going, "No, I can't. No, I can't. I've got no hope in my life." It's like fucking, and also for me, also at my age, it was like a sort of real awakening of the fact that it was a fucking third world. It was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. The valleys in Thatcher's Britain.
The valleys in Thatcher's Britain, and then we're back here now.
Yeah.
We're back in it.
Shocking.
Yeah. We're back in it.
So, is there anything else you'd like to say before we turn it off?
Well. I'd just like to say that I think it was a fucking brilliant moment in my life to understand how to be really practical, just fucking work really hard to have the pleasure of performing, and it was very important for me.
Thank you. Thanks, Flick. I'm going to turn you off now.